We've been speaking about Wintersmann. Wintersmann is a chance to find out what's going on inside. The first inyan we discussed is finding your neshama. The Gemara in Brachas says that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bechadrei chadarim, is in chamber after chamber after chamber, in an inner place, every one of us has a neshama that's bechadrei chadarim, which is hiding. Which means it could be that a person went through their whole high school and didn't find their neshama bechlal. Person can sometimes even go through a couple years of yeshiva and not find their neshama. But when a person has an opportunity to have a long amount of time to invest in his neshama, he discovers his neshama. And that's what we discussed originally. And then we talked about being outside of yourself. There are people who are looking at themselves from the outside, people who have FOMO, fear of missing out. Everything's about what other people are doing, what other people are thinking about them, and they can never be real with themselves. I actually find that the biggest issue that Bacharim face is worrying about friends. Having good friends, being a good friend, getting invited to certain places, having a place for an off Shabbos. These are things that occupy people's heads when they're young. But some people never get out of it and they never become themselves. They're always just working on the outside. It's all about the outside. Inside, they haven't worked. They're like fluff inside. It's just about looking good, and they don't realize that people make friends when they become real. If you look at all the people who are popular, well, not all of them, but the ones who are great, who are worth being popular, it's because there's something about them that's from the inside. There's something about them that people want to get to know in there. And the people who are worried about becoming something inside, other people follow them, other people want to know about them. And part of this zman is getting in touch with that. But now we have to go deeper because we're learning Torah, Rabosai. We have to know how to get in the zone of Torah. How to invest time into this, because Torah is foreign to us. Of course, we've been learning Torah, but we've never really learned Torah. We've never really got into Torah. We sort of clocked in. It was a class. It was something that we had to do. Our father wanted to learn with us a little bit on Shabbos. We learned with him a little bit on Shabbos. But there's a zone over here. And there are people who are in the zone and people who are out of the zone. And I'd like to talk about an extreme case. An extreme case of being in the zone. The Das Tfunis, which is the Ramchal, says a very interesting thing in Simen Kuf Chaf Vav. He says, we find. You can do a case study. Take two people with a shtender over here, a shtender over here. One, put Yonasan Ben Uziel. Okay? Yonasan Ben Uziel sitting, right? He's learning Arba Avos Nezikin. He's learning Kedushin, right? Kesef Shtar and Bia. He's getting into it. Over here on this shtender, Yonasan Ben Uziel. Over here, Stark, right? Me. I'm sitting there, okay? Getting into the Gemara, maybe shuckling, whatever it is. And now you take a bird. You send a bird across us, right? And all of a sudden the bird goes over me. I don't know what it's going to do. Nervous about that. And all of a sudden the bird goes over Yonasan Ben Uziel and boom! It explodes from fire. How does that... Good effects. That was good. It explodes. It explodes. What's going on over here? He says... We have Yonasan Ben Uziel, the Gemara says, in Sukkah and Chavches, Kol oif ha-pireach alav nisraf. Every bird would burn just from hovering over him. Va'achirim la'alofim v'l'ravavos yoshvim v'loivim. And there are millions of people who are learning v'lo yelam kain. And they don't have this cool thing that happens when they learn. So what's the difference between them? So he says that there's a lot of differences. He says Yonasan Ben Uziel was a kaddish. He was somebody who was working on himself. He had hachana. He had hachana in who he was. He was prepared. He was deep. He was involved. And he had hachana in all of his actions. And he said there was an opportune time. There was a built person, a built set of actions, a opportune time, and he capitalized on it, and boom. And this is very extreme. What am I talking about this? I mean, like, is this the how-to session to make fire go around you and make birds explode? It doesn't sound very realistic. But it does, because we're making a very big mistake, and people always make this mistake when they get aggravated that I talk about extreme things. You can only study things in extremes. It's actually a scientific principle. When you want to study something, you have to study it in its purest form, because then you can see the reaction, the chemical reactions between things, only in their purest form. It's true that this is a very extreme case, but we see that there are some people in the Beis Medrash, one sitting next to the other, one's on fire and the other one is, he's not. And you could watch it on their faces. And I was telling the Rosh Yeshiva, Dafka, I was seeing this year, I said, I see Bachrim who are not just learning to be Jewish, but I see they're trying to get Pshat and Taisus. They're on fire, they're in a zone. And when you're in a zone, everything's different. The whole world is different. There's fire around you. And another extreme case, the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yudalit says, this is really extreme, because this is about learning Kabbalah. Now I've really lost it. Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, Darash ben Maisa Merkava. He was darshaning in Maisa Merkava, the deepest parts of the Torah. V'yarda esh min ha-shamayim, and a fire came down. Paschu koli lanos v'amru shira. All of the trees started singing. Amad Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai v'nashkoy al roshay. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai kissed him on his head. V'amr baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, shenasan ben la'avram avinu. How fortunate is Klal Yisrael, they have a son of Avram Avinu. Sheyodei lahavin v'lakor b'maitzim erkava. He knows how to learn Kabbalah. Yesh noe doyresh v'noa mekayim. There are those who they say well, and they're mekayim well. They practice what they preach. And there are those who say well, they say good drashas, but they don't practice what they preach. You are a Noah Dairish Noah Mekayim. You say well and you do well. What's going on in Gemara? We say well, you do well. There's fire coming down. The trees start singing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is so excited. He goes, you practice what you preach. Frecht Rabbi Yisrael Eliyahu Weintraub. How can you say this in this Gemara? How can you say it's Noah Mekayim? We don't see how he puts tzitzis on in the morning from this Gemara. We don't see how he gives tzedakah. Why is he a Noah Mekayim? How do you see there's no hypocrisy over here? The answer is, look what happens when he's learning. The whole world is changing. He's totally there. He's totally in it. It's not lip service. When you see a sound and light show like that, you know that there's something real going on. And when a person gets into this zone, it's a different Talmud Torah. It's not just being Jewish, it's not just a religious experience, so I could feel very good. I learned 3 hours like a good boy, right? Now I can give myself a treat. No, it's about getting pshat. You know, people will excuse me, but I'm a lousy mashgiach. I want you to know, I'm a lousy one. I'll tell you why. Because in a yeshiva, you're supposed to know what's going on in the yeshiva. So I try to figure out things, but in morning seder, I should know who's coming in and who's coming out. I probably shouldn't reveal this to you. I've had people come over to me and go, Rebbe, you're probably wondering why I came late. Rebbe, you're probably wondering. I'm like, yes, I was wondering. Like, I never wonder in morning Seder. I have a Seder every day in Rav Chaim Brisker, this month. If someone walked in the Beis Medrash with a clown suit, test me on this. I'm not in this row, because this is my boys over here. But over there. Over here, where Akiva is. I don't think I would. What? It's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, we're here to learn. This is Gan Eden. This is what it's about. And it's so far from the world that we come from, but it just takes time and understanding what it is about. It takes time. It takes a lot of time. But there's a kivun. Let's try to understand the kivun. How do you get into your learning? How do you get into your learning? I'm going to say something very controversial. You'll excuse me for saying this, but you can only enjoy something if you sink your teeth in something. And you can only sink your teeth in something is if you enjoy it. Whoa, you're telling me to enjoy my learning? I hope nobody leaves. You know, Stark says to enjoy your learning. You have to enjoy your learning. So we have to figure out how to enjoy learning. If you don't enjoy something, you're not involved in it. You don't appreciate it. Enjoyment is part of being connected with something. So we've got to understand how to enjoy our learning. And the Rambam says we're chayiv to enjoy our learning. We are chayiv. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to enjoy your learning. This is a good one. It does not say it in Hilchos Talmud Torah that there's a mitzvah to enjoy your learning. It doesn't say it in Hilchos Deis. It says in Sefer HaMitzvahs that there's a mitzvah to love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? Says the Rambam, mitzvah shlishis, he should tzivonu lavo yisale. We have to love Hashem. How do I do that? I love ice cream. I love chocolate cake. How do I love Hashem? Chocolate cake you enjoy. Ice cream you enjoy. You have to enjoy Hashem. How do you enjoy Hashem? Vizeshin is boining. You think deeply. Bina is always deep thought. Vinaskil, intelligently. Mitzvoisa, the gedarim of his mitzvahs. The mitzvah of kedushin, the mitzvah of get, of sukkah. Upulosav, and the ways of Hashem. Adshinasigehu, until you understand them. You come to some clarity, and then what happens when you get it? You get pshat. Vinis'aneg bahasagaso, and you get a geshmak from understanding it. Tachlis hatainuk, so enjoyable. Vizois hi ha'ava ha'michuyeves. This is really loving Hashem, and this is what everyone's obligated to do. So that's not fair. How do I do that? Says the Rambam Vayter, hine kvar bir lecha, ki bistaklus tis'amit lecha hasaga. If you work on Torah, you'll understand. V'agia hatainuk. The enjoyment will come. V'tavoy ha'ava behechrich. And you will definitely start loving Hashem. Wow. He's giving a program of something that will happen. It will happen. So the question is, how does this happen? How do we get this geshmak? The Rambam's giving us a guarantee. And I'm telling you that you can go around and find people who started out as surfers and now love Rashbas, love Ritvas, love Reb Kiva Eggers. What's the process? How did they get from a surfboard to loving a Reb Kiva Egger? What's going on? And state in Rambam that this is something that will happen. So we have to understand how enjoyment works, okay? There's something called a sensitive palate. A sensitive palate. I met somebody who was a wine taster. This is very fun. You know, the wine tasters, they squish it to the left and they squish it to the right, and then you get to spit it out, and no one says that's not nice. You know, it's part of wine too. Very fancy French people spitting in front of you wine out. That's very cultured and very accepted. So he's a professional wine taster. He goes around and he tastes wine. You know what he said? Amazing thing. For months before, he's not allowed to have a cup of coffee. Months before the wine tasting. Why? Because you squish it a little to the left and, you know, the coffee bean can interfere with that. Ooh, a little tart. Ooh, wood. Right? I love that. On the whiskey bottles, it says it tastes like wood. I'm always the fool. I'm like, ooh, it tastes woody. What is wood? Like, I never liked wood. All of a sudden, they say, it's woody. I've got to buy it. Right? But this guy can taste the wood. Ooh, little mango sense, you know, sense of mango. Where'd that come from? Where do you get that from? You get that from a sensitive palate? He enjoys it more. He has to. He's more alive in it because he has a sensitive palate. He has a sensitive palate. He's able to enjoy more of that. It's much more geschmack for him. He's trained in this. I had a big question. Chazal say that at the Seder night, you know what you should do to keep the kids up? The Rambam brings this. Give them nuts. Ooh, nuts, right? When I was a kid, I didn't touch nuts. I hated the brownies that had nuts in them. The worst, ugh. You bite into a brownie and there's a nut in there? It was terrible for me. Nuts? You give kids nuts? Then I was nearly, probably over 30. I decided I'm going to try nuts again. I could not believe it. I'm like, nuts are sweet. Nuts are tasty. I'm like, wow. Now I understand pshat, finally. Why did I have to be 30? I was trying to figure this out. What is going on? Like, macadamia nuts, almonds. Well, the choices are endless, Rabosai. What is going on? So I realized that when I was a kid, and Befrat in camp, they had all this stuff. My parents never let me get this. They had at the canteen lemon heads, fireballs, sour sticks, tangy taffies, right? They had all these interesting things that explode in your mouth. It's what's called a sensory attack. It just sends you flying. They give you things that like, oh, water, 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 right? I'm not sure why people pay for this. People enjoy this pain that goes on in their mouth. It's an incredible thing. Ad kedei kach that last Shabbos Achdus, this is a true story, a very sad story. My little Ellie, we were trying to have a good time. It was Shabbos night. All of a sudden, my little Ellie, who was 4, just starts screaming uncontrollably for literally 3 hours. What happened? We had Mati look at him. We had no idea what's going on. He ate candy that when you eat it, it starts moving around in your mouth. And it got lodged in some bizarre place. Like, what exactly? Like, it can't even taste. It has to explode in there, right? It has to be a nuclear reaction. This is what's going on in our palate. And it's the same thing with technology. It's the same thing with technology. The video games, like, whoa, whoosh, whoosh, right? You're killing people, blood's all over them. Right? It's Gavaldic. You're like a kung fu expert, right? It's high sensory. High sensory. Very, very exciting. It's only getting more. It's getting to be a virtual reality, and you're bombish in there. You're on fire! You're totally in that place. When I'm on a plane, I don't watch the movies, as you know. I'm not a fan of the movies. But I can tell you that movies today give me a tremendous headache. Not from watching them. The amount of changes in scenes are probably about 3 billion times from when I was a young kid. You don't realize. It's like a strobe light of changing scenery. Pasha gives me a terrible headache. New, 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 new. They know that now everything is a new sensation. You can't focus on the same person. You can do it as a study. Take out not a real movie, but like, you know, a fake one. And time, and whatever that means. And time, how long every scene is. It's probably 2.3 seconds that they leave the camera on one thing. It's neira v'ayim. It's neira v'ayim. Everything today is a sensory attack. Everything is a sensory attack. And the way a person experiences enjoyment today, they have to retrain themselves to have a sensitive palate. Pashut, they don't know. I've spoken to mechanchim who cannot compete with video games. I agree. I would never teach kids who play video games all day because you can't compete. It's so alive. Every part of you is so in there. And then there's something that takes sensitivity. It's impossible. It's impossible. This could be what Rav Shmuel Rozovsky meant. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, one of my rabbeim said he was in a chaburu with Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the great Panovich Rosh Yeshiva. And they had a door in this chabura that had a spring that if you let it go, it bangs. You know, it makes a slam. And one of the Bachrim who left the room, he let the door go and it made a boom. And Rav Shmuel goes, he says, only an edel mensch, only a refined person can farshtei the edel svaras of the Rashba, can understand the refined logic of the Rashba. And I think what he was saying wasn't just Derech Eretz. He was talking about being refined, about finding things that are subtle, acquired tastes, things that require a better palate. And with all these things today, you know, even the Beis HaMikdash now, you can get a virtual reality tour. I did this tour of the Beis HaMikdash and the virtual reality. I did it over Sukkot. And I want you to know, I came in there, I've been living in the Beis HaMikdash for a long time. I learned Kachim, and I've been traveling through the Beis HaMikdash for years. I put on these goggles, and I didn't let the guy show me around. I started saying, there better be this over here. There better be that over there. They made this mistake. They made that mistake. Let's go over here. Oh, come on. They couldn't put the Lishkas Agazis. They couldn't put a second floor over there. The Levim are in the wrong place. Why are the Kohanim doing that? Where's the Kiyur? You put the Yamshel Shlomo over there? Why? Because it's being alive in a zone. They can't recreate these things. They can try to do this, but there's a world that's deeper and so much more real. This is mamish what was going on. I was mamish looking everywhere. And everyone asked me, how was it? Great. What was I going to say? Right? And I don't want to be, I don't want to discuss all the various mistakes, but if they want to call me, I'm happy to tell them. And I know what they did. Okay, I shouldn't be saying this, but I know what they did. They had a guy by the Yesod of the Mizbeach with a Mizrach holding blood, right? You couldn't see the blood was in there, and he's shuckling and shuckling. So I was waiting for him to do a Maisa Zrika. That was like, would have been very exciting, you know, to throw the blood on. I hopped, he's still davening. You think he was like mamish, a Hasidish Rebbe. What's pshat? They're worried. What's going to happen if somebody who's an animal rights activist sees blood of an animal go on the Mizbeach? So then I started looking around with my goggles on. There are no animals here. There's nothing going on. Everything's happy-go-lucky, right? What's going on? Right? These are artificial worlds, Rabosai. I think I'm not sure if they shechted an animal, whatever. But I was, come on, just throw the blood. What's going on? You know, I can't watch video games. My family finally took me to something exciting, and now I can't even see blood splashing on the Mizbeach. But this is our problem. Our problem is that we don't have sensitive palates yet. And it takes a certain amount of time and patience and pushing through. What is the higher calling that we need? It's something called Bikush Ha'emes, searching for truth. A person who's searching for truth gets enjoyment from truth. Truth is enjoyable. Listen to this amazing lashon from Rabbeinu Yonah, Perek Aleph of Avos. Mishnah Dalet, Heve Shoyse Bitsomes Divrayim. Drink and thirst their words. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, you could look at this afterwards, you won't believe such beautiful lashonis in Rabbeinu Yonah. Heve Shoyse Bitsomes Divrayim. Drink their words and thirst. Kemoshe Nemar, as it says in Mishle, Nefesh Sveya Tovus Noifes. If someone feels satisfied, then even the greatest delights in the world are not impressive to them. They're not drawn to them. The nefesh re'eva, when someone is hungry, starving, kol mar musak, everything bitter is sweet. What's pshat over here? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, mishu saveya midibrei torah ve'in chefsobem. Someone who says, I'll learn, I won't learn, whatever, it's fine. Afilu omrim lo margolio shel torah. Even if they tell them, yeshuvim on the kashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that for generations no one heard answers to. Tavas hasa nafsha. Whatever. Yeah, very nice, Rabbi. Yapping away. Vaharoiv mehen. Someone who's thirsty for them. Umis avel ishaman. Who has the taiva to hear them. Afilu omrim lo dover below tam. You tell him something that has no flavor. No rationale to him. Yimtak bifihu. It will be sweet on his palate. V'yismachbo, and they'll be happy with it. Why? If it doesn't have tam, listen to this amazing lashon. Sheyodeya shuhu emes, because he knows what he's learning is true. Acher sherabai amrei, because his rebbe told it to him, and it's part of the Masorah. He knows he's learning something true. What's pshat over here? But it's not sweet. So why is it sweet to him? The answer is he has a higher calling now. He's mavakesh emes. He realizes that there's something more exciting than exploding candies. It's to figure out, like we said in the first week from the Chazon Ish, the puzzle of this world. Connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Understanding his wisdom. Any aspect of that is sweet because it's true. It's reality. It's not a virtual reality. It's reality kipshutai. There's nothing more real. And I know this from our Mishnayos Chabura. We have a Mishnayos Chabura. We have Shimon and Yossi, Yehuda. Last year we had Benji, we were Zaycha. We have a Mishnayos Chabura. And the Olam always asked me kashas on the Mishnayos. They ask me, what about this, what about that? And I say, Ian Seder. Right? Why do they keep coming back? They're so excited to learn Mishnayos. There's no logic. Sometimes when you learn Mishnayos, you don't know why the things are, why the dinim are like that. Why are you excited to learn it? Because it's Dvar Hashem. Now I know the dinim of someone who shechs a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Why do I care about that? Because somehow that's more real than anything I've ever experienced in my life. Because it's true. And if I would go to the blueprints of the world, somewhere, somehow, I would find out that if someone doesn't know about shechting a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, that there's a chi of kares, or being malit on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash, that there's a chi of kares, he's not alive! And even if you don't give me the lumpness of the sugya, I'm so excited to find out something new about truth. It's a totally different reality. It's escaping and moving into a real, true place. And the Gemara Menachos on Daf Nun Gimel says a very interesting thing. If it's not a song yet, it'll be a song. You know, some of these things are so predictable, and they're going to tell me it is a song already. Actually, one of the parts of this Gemara, Yavo Yedidli, 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 Yedid, I think is a song already, right? That's the line before this. But this one is the following. Yavoi Toiv, let good come. V'yikabel Toiv, and accept good. Mito, from the good one. La Tovim, to the good ones. What does that mean? Yavoi Toiv, let the good one come. Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yikabel Toiv, and accept the good, which is the Torah. And give it to the Toivim, who are Yisrael. What's going on over here? Good, good, everything's good. Right? Says the Marsha. He says no. He says there are certain things that are good because they just happen to taste good. There are certain things that are good because you can use them. They're utility. They have utility. They're things you can use. And then there are things that are just good because they're good. Because they're good. Everything else that happens to taste good or happens to be have utility is not as good as this. This is totally good. Klal Yisrael is good. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is good. The Torah is good. And it's really good. Not that it tastes good. It is good. It's pure, not from concentrate, toiv. Ma toiv chelkenu ma noim goralenu. And it's hard to appreciate it. Sometimes we think the cases in the Gemara are so far-fetched. Give me a break. You know, if you're flying down the river and an egg falls on your head and we're over on Chil Shah, that's not a real case in the Gemara. I don't even understand what that case was. But Al Kulpanim, it's so far-fetched. It's so far-fetched. And then I spoke to somebody. He's now nearing 70. He's probably 70 already, actually. He told me that when he was younger, he was very much not into Gemara. And he went to a very prominent law school. And all of a sudden, when he got to law school, he saw that they're imitating the Gemara. This top, top, top law school, everything's is imitating the Gemara. What's going on? Why are there all these far-fetched cases? And then he found out that the greatness of a legal system is the amount of cases it covers. Because the pshat is that the more coverage of cases is the more it answers every case that will ever exist. And he came back to learning Gemara because he saw that this was a cheap imitation. When the Chazon Ish was asked the dateline Shaila, about in Shanghai, when to keep Yom Kippur. No problem, he already worked it out before he even heard about Shanghai. He already had the needs and done. He already had it clear. A rice in his notes from working out the sugya. It's everything is there. Every part of reality. And a person has to love wisdom. A person has to be shayach to loving chachma. This is the amazing thing that Rabbeinu Yonah says in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Avos. Ben Zoma Omer, Ezehu Chacham Halomid Mikol Adam. Who is a wise person? Someone who learns from everyone. Shenamar Mikol Malamdai Hiskalti. Okay, it's good to learn from everyone. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Amru Chachmei Ha'umos. The Goyim teach us, the wise men of the Goyim. You can check me on this. I'm not sure I didn't do a computer check, but this is the first time and maybe the only time I think Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos says, let's learn from the Goyim. Dafka in the Mishnah of let's learn from every person. Very interesting. He says, Amru Chachmei Ha'umos, Ki Hayodea Kol Chachmos. If someone knows all wisdom, Im Einoi Oyheves HaChachma. If he doesn't love wisdom, Eino Chacham. He's not wise. Valo Tipeshu. He's an idiot. He knows everything. Everything. All the Zayin Chachmas, all of Torah, all of Kabbalah, but he doesn't love wisdom, he's a fool. Why? Achar she'enenu oivet ha-chachma ki hi hadas. Chachma is reality. His understanding what's happening. Acha ohev oso umis avalea. Someone who loves chachma, afal pishena yodea klum. The guy doesn't know anything. Harezen nikra chacham. He's called a wise man. Shal kolpanim yasig el hachachma. He'll get there. Achar shechefsa ritzonabo. Because he knows that this is where it's at, he will become a chacham. What's going on over here? The answer is you can know everything, but if you don't realize that this is where the party's at, you're a fool. And if you know that this is where the party's at, you understand everything, and it's just a matter of time. In fact, the word philosoph, which is philosopher, this is an interesting one. The word philo means love, and the word soph, this is getting interesting, right? Academic a little bit. Philosoph. Philosoph means lover of knowledge. Philosophers in the old days, thinking men, were called lovers of wisdom, not people who were wise. It fits very much with the Chachmei HaUmos over here. Loving wisdom, loving this, being shayach to this thing. And Rabosai, the truth is that it's hard when you're learning how to read to get the Gishmak of Torah. I don't like to talk about the Gishmak of Torah to people when they're struggling to read. But there are different ways. I remember when I was younger, I was struggling to read the Gemara, and then I was getting the Gishmak from the Svaras and Shir that a person could understand outside. But at the end of the day, that's not the point. The point is not what's today, it's what I want. I'm willing to suffer today to enjoy tomorrow's reality of what's real, what's worth going for. You know how many people are suffering terribly in medical school? First, they have to go to pre-med. They have to learn organic chemistry, okay? Ask anybody about this. This is Yisurin Ba'olam Hazeh. They have to memorize things that will never do anything for them. And people even say, why do they put people through this pain? So less people will go to medical school. People just jump off the roof instead of going. But they do it. And then they go to medical school. And then they do residency. Residency is basically you're an eved. You're a servant to some guy who thinks he's God. Right? And just tells you, sweep the floor, right? Bark like a dog. And he just does it, woof, 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 right? You have to do this the whole time. Why? Because I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. Ever since I started dressing up in Purim, I put on scrubs and I was a doctor. It was important to me. When people know that something's going to be exciting at the end, they will invest even in the pain. And the oneg will come. Why will it come? Because it's you. This is reality. There's nothing more enjoyable than this. But once a person gets rid of all the sensory attacks and starts becoming more refined and slowly but surely enters the Olam HaTorah and stops doing things that will just cause them to be far away and behaves themselves, then suddenly they get new tanugim, new enjoyments that they would never replace with anything cheap. And we have to understand that this is the reality of being yeshiva. This is our reality. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu manoim goraleinu. We have a shaychus with this. It's baruch manusa. It's tested and proven. Whoever goes through and continues this way will have an oineg with Hashem. Will enjoy Hashem. And you know what? They'll even enjoy Olam Haba. Olam Haba will be less scary because they'll be more ruchniistic. And this inyan of oneg, Bezus Hashem, is a hakdama for next week. We're going to start the sugya of Oneg Shabbos. Anyone who listens to the Shmuz will be able to understand deeper. We're going to be entering the world of Shabbos, and it's going to be delicious, Rabotai. It's going to be absolutely delicious. Our Shabboses will be geshmak. Our davenings on Shabbos will be geshmak. Our learning on Shabbos will be geshmak. Everything's going to be enjoyable. We should all be zeicha to be misaneg al Hashem.